Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate July 6th. On a stormy night 75 years ago, something crashed in the desert near Roswell, New Mexico. The military says it was a balloon carrying top-secret instruments for sniffing out atomic bomb tests in the Soviet Union. But others say it was a flying saucer carrying visitors from another world, the most famous and persistent UFO story to date. Saucer mania gripped the country that summer. Thousands of sightings were reported, and Roswell was a perfect place for a close encounter. Robert Goddard had tested his rockets just outside town during the 1930s. The first atomic bomb was detonated not 100 miles away. The Army was testing V-2 missiles at White Sands, and the local airbase housed the world's only atomic bomb group. The story of the Roswell incident broke on July 8, 1947. Roswell Army Airfield issued a press release saying it had recovered a flying disc from a ranch near town. The Army soon backtracked, saying the disc was nothing more than a weather balloon. The story died, but it didn't rest in peace. Decades later, the base intelligence officer said he really had discovered a flying saucer. He said it was fashioned of a thin, tough metal, covered with odd markings. Later versions of the story said investigators had recovered alien bodies, too. It's a great story, but scientists will tell you it's only that, a story. And we'll tell you why tomorrow on Stardate. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.